said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready. Gather round your radio now for Fusey and Aaron.
What a morning we have.
It is huge. It is massive. It can't be beaten. There's
but
a lot.
It certainly cannot, because not only is your chance to go and see Mr. Husey live Campbelltown Way before 7 o'clock, you've
Before 6:30. That's coming up
before
real
6:30.
Soon.
Ooh,
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you something else that's coming up. I don't know that I'm into this more than probably anyone else is, but Boris Johnson has just been reconfirmed as PM. Is one just then, that very second.
The score was 211 to 148, which means he stays as British Prime Minister, but it means 148 of his colleagues do not like him.
Yeah, that's not a great result.
It says to me, the next pandemic, party, 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 shots, shots, shots. There is no consequences.
Yeah.
Because if you can be Prime Minister of England when the whole country shut down and be partying your ass off it in Downing Street, come on.
Yeah, and numerous times.
ScoMo should not leave the... Is he still at Kirribilli? He should stay there.
No, he left.
Did he left?
He left a few days ago.
Did he?
The removalist fans, yeah, maybe 3 days ago.
Did they not get much coverage, him leaving?
I thought he was still there. Not a saturation, because it's a better story when he's Squat Morrison, as they like to call him. It's not a great story when he actually leaves. Yeah, well, that's what they were calling him, Ed. But I said, if you listen to our station, then you'd hear Anthony Albanese say, I said to the PM when he called in to congratulate me that he should take his sweet time.
What about Albanese saying he's going to live in Canberra? I mean, that
was full on.
That's actually got my vote. That's got my vote, because in Canberra, you can focus on the job ahead.
Mate, there is stuff to do in Canberra, though. Like, there's a lake, there's a war memorial, there's cafes and bars. It's an amazing place. He can still party hard in Canberra. Oh,
yeah, but can he hang out on the balcony looking over Sydney Harbour?
Nah, so true.
No, he can't.
Also, no one's going to visit him, too. That's the thing. If he's at Kirribilli, it's like, Tom Hanks is here. Yeah. Right this way. No one's coming to Canberra. But I tell you, one of our stable mates is in the UK, i.e. on the ground, right next to where Boris has just been getting confidence in him.
We spoke to her just before the show, so I don't think with the information,
No, it was a few minutes ago. So, yeah, just ignore where we say we don't know he's still in there, because he just came out.
Right.
But everything else she says is absolutely true. Spot on.
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
See Husey live doing a full show at the wonderful Campbelltown Catholic Club, living the good life together. Visit cathclub.com.au. Lines are open. 13, 10, 60. Get thyself to a sweet, sweet gig.
And you guys are coming along, aren't you?
So can I ask?
So the three of us will be there.
Of course. Yeah. I hosted a Salvation Army thing last week, and I was asked not to swear, and they didn't serve any alcohol. Because it was their religious background. Is that going to be the same situation?
It's going to say 13, 10, 60, get on the line here, all right? The lines are open.
Mm-hmm. Open. It could be you.
I once did a comedy festival show at a church and they just never did any more comedy after that. Because my language apparently was too much for the church.
Well, see, I can't not swear. So, relaxes people.
It was a great church. They really let themselves down there. They could still be doing comedy
it's a great
there.
Venue.
It was really good. The acoustics in churches is just right. Right for swearing.
Yeah, you can really hear it at the back rafters. Adam is coming along. Adam, you got the first tickets. Well done to you, young Adam.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, good on you, man.
Now, Adam, have you ever seen me do stand-up comedy live before?
Never, and I've been dying to.
Well, you don't have you're going to have time in your life, my friend.
It's going to be heaven on earth, won't it?
Well done. It's done well there. Lisa is Campbelltown local. Guess what, Lisa? You're coming along. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Yay!
Yeah, now, yay.
Lisa, have you ever been to this Catholic establishment?
Yes, I have. I've grown up in Campbelltown my whole life, so we used to like go there on a Friday night, and it was like packed. You know what I mean? So,
Is it religious or they used to have a drink and stuff?
Yeah,
they have
it was
a bar.
Like a religious.
Oh, they have
it
a bar.
Was like a religious Friday night, everyone in Campbelltown, like this is 20 years ago, used to go to the cafe every Friday night.
Do they bless every wine you have? Is what?
No.
Does it bring you closer to God?
I think you might be focusing a little too hard on the Catholicism. I think
yeah,
it's
I was
like saying
a little confused. I
it's
think,
also
yeah.
saying like at the Petersham Portuguese Club, do you have to be called Ronaldo and be deeply interested in chicken to get in there? Like it's. I think you know what I mean. I think we can.
But I am a Catholic, so,
yeah, so
I,
am
it's
I.
all good.
Yeah.
I think we can stop. I think we can stop. I'm almost certain we can stop.
Oh no! All right, we'll stop. No, fair enough.
And so we've got tickets to the gig. It's going to be great. Campbelltown Catholic Club, living the good life together. Visit cathclub.com.au.
Can we go live to Downing Street? Can we go live there right now?
No.
Live.
How do you reckon he'll celebrate? Shot, shot, shot.
Partying like it's 1999. Do what you like. I'm Boris Johnson.
I mean, I thought he was like a parody figure.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so if you said in the news that he's still prime minister, even
he
though
is.
He's
the vote of no confidence determined that they have confidence to an extent.
Party hard in a pandemic. That's what Boris is telling the world.
I think it was like once there was a party at his place and he walked past and had a sip of champagne.
On. He was partying every night.
No, he wasn't. Oh. Blasphemous.
Now, hey, I don't want to do a look. I don't believe
look, we've got a snap. We've got a snap poll. This 13 10 60 lines are open. Look, it's a very very simple question. $200 Skull Candy headphones voucher is what you're playing for today. Skull Candy, the original lifestyle audio brand. Visit skullcandy.com.au to check out their range of headphones, which I've just done.
Oh yes,
they're unbelievable. You can't, they're so, so good.
And Ed, I just had a look as well. And you can get, like, if you've got three kids, you can get like three lots of $60 ones, or you can get like prime $180 cool. ones. So it's up to you how you spend it, but you can get all different ranges.
Well done.
All
from your joggers to gamers and everything in between.
All your listening needs will be covered by this voucher if you call the number right now.
13, 10, 60, a very, very simple question will be asked of you. But we don't want anyone who's like, you know, I want law-abiding citizens, please.
Most people are.
Not really. I think most people have broken the law in their lives.
No one knows this law. No one knows the law that I'm going to go to court to fight.
Husey, Ed and Erin.
So, Husey, you claim that there is a law that no one knows about on the roads.
Absolutely. So, I think I talked about this recently. I can't quite remember, but I was in a car coming back from the airport. Got pulled over by the police after we went through an intersection, and the police said to the driver, you went through a red light. And the driver said it was orange. And the police were quite...
You said they were a little bit...
Yeah, I mean, I was in the back real quiet because I thought, we're going to get pistol whipped here.
They're on the rest.
And the policeman said, I'll go back and check the tape. All right, you stay here. Right, because they've got a camera in their car, and they can check apparently. Because all the police cars have like.
So it was stationary. The police car was it, or was it? Were they just driving
along? No, the police car
along?
Was behind us.
Ah, right.
And so we're going through an intersection, and then lights came on, pulled us over. Mm. Policeman said you went through a red light, and the driver argued, said it was orange.
Mm.
And the policeman says, "I will check. You be quiet." And I'm like, "Oh God!"
To you or to the driver?
No, I was real quiet. I was scared. So I'm in the back and the driver, I've never been fined in 40 years of driving. I've never gone through a red light. Can you back me up? And I said, yeah, I'll back you up.
What do you mean back you up?
Back me, look, his story that the light was orange.
You're an accomplice.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. So I said, I'll back you up. And then the policeman came back and I'm like, oh God, has he got the gun out? No, he came back and he said, it's inconclusive, on your way. And we thought that was the end of it.
Yeah, because then it makes you. My take out of that would be, well, if it's an orange light, it's okay then, right?
No, last night I got the same driver, and he said, "Look at this," and I said, "What?" And he showed me the fine that he has been handed, been delivered in the mail. The fine
from that incident.
Yes, and the fine says failed to stop at an orange light. So, he's been fined for going through an orange light.
Yeah, okay.
I had no idea you could get fined for going through an orange light.
Well, that sounds...
I thought the light had to be red before you got fined.
It's almost like that's your little indicator to speed up a bit and get through before you get...
No.
Well, Ed, you might remember. He clearly doesn't because he doesn't listen to me. But remember when I left work maybe four weeks ago?
Yes.
And I went through an orange light and a policewoman pulled me over in plain clothes and came up to the window and said, I would normally fine you, but you're lucky it's me and I'm not going to today because you went through an orange light.
Oh, maybe I wasn't
sped
up
to go through it. You clearly were.
I don't know.
And look, sometimes it's a danger thing, Ed, because you don't want someone behind you to bump into you.
I put it to you that no one who has called us to win these amazing headphones knew that you actually got fined.
Well,
you could get fined for going through an orange light. It's almost a $500 fine. And he wants me to represent him in court. And I said, I'm prepared to do this. Let's go to court. I'm going to get a suit on.
Yep.
And we're going to go to court to fight this.
You know, it takes more than just a suit, right, to stand in front of a judge and argue legal
terminology.
I'm
going to get a tie as well.
Oh, okay, sweet. Yeah, I was worried when you just said the suit, but you'll be fine.
And I'll get a briefcase.
Tick. Yep, he's won.
That's key.
Yep, he's won.
Alana from Spring Farm, did you know that that was a finable offence?
I did not know that was a finable offence. That it blows my mind because I go through them all the time.
Of course we do. It's like it's dangerous to stop at orange lights.
Exactly.
It's like Aaron said, I speed up for like a competition to get to it.
Not a competition. You can't say competition, Alana.
All right, we might be going too far.
Your Honour, I like that witness did not help the defence. Here comes Megan from Toon Gabby, old Leadfoot Megan. Megan, did you know it was an offence to not stop at an orange light?
Yes, I did.
What do you mean you knew?
Berate her.
You did not know.
I did. My daughter loves to watch RBT and it happened one time. On there, a guy got pulled over and fined for it, and I was very surprised myself when I found out because everyone goes through orange lights.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't berate her.
She only knew because
you're
she watched...
angry that she knew and it doesn't back up your argument.
She only knew because she watched RBT.
Are you going to do this in court to the judge?
Yes, I said no. Check the ratings of RBT. It's not. It's doing well. Don't get me wrong. It's still on. we got a percentage. What percentage?
60%. 60% of callers didn't know that you could get a fine for that. 60%. The other 40 are calling from Long Bay. Brand new tradition started on this very program yesterday, Husey.
Yes, because Erin's daughter turned 4. Eliza, we're going to speak about how many presents she got after 8 a.m. And we're going to talk about when your parents have separated. Do you get more presents? And is it a competition between the parents? So that's
Of course not. Of course it is.
That's at 8 a.m.
You said this yesterday.
Seriously, if your child is having a birthday tomorrow, we're going to make their birthday the best birthday ever.
Love it.
It's a guarantee. We're going to do it all morning. We're just going to ring them.
Should we start now?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's ring someone.
I believe we've got someone by the name of Isabel. Let's try her number and see if she answers because we got presents. We got presents.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Isabel.
Isabel, is today a special day for you?
Yes.
What is it?
It's my birthday.
It's Husey, Ed and Erin here. We wanted to say happy birthday. You're on the radio now.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. How old are you turning, Isabel?
I'm turning 11.
Wow.
Now, are you a fan of our radio show?
Yes.
Of course you are, because you're a clever person.
Let's not make this about us. Isabel, $200 Skull Candy headphones vouchers from Today FM and Skull Candy and us. They say, have a great birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Is Dad telling you what to say, Isabel?
No.
You're your own person. But with that voucher, you can possibly get 2 sets of headphones. Possibly. Who else would get the other set, do you reckon, Isabel?
Probably my sister.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well,
what's her name, well Isabel?
Emmeline.
Emmeline and Isabel.
Isabel and Emmeline.
What a gorgeous name.
Do you have roller skates?
No.
No, well, we haven't got any of those for you, but...
It's also not 1961.
So, well done. Happy birthday, Isabel. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you.
See you, sweetheart. Bye, darling.
That's what we do anymore. Here.
Can we just do heaps of these every day? Can we just be the birthday network?
Well, I can't see why not.
Husey, Ed and Erin.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you
laughing at? No, my wife's trying to shut me down.
Uh-oh, tiger mum.
She is a tiger mum.
First rule of Tiger Mum Club. Don't tell anyone else about the tiger mum. You've broken the number one rule.
Everyone knows my wife is one of the best parents ever in the world.
See, if you, the fact you have to I'm say that no. is...
I'm holding my judgment until I hear this story.
No, you've got to help me out here.
She's easily the greatest mother since Teresa. I mean, she had her problems. Google that. But she is way up there. It goes, Mary, Teresa, your wife.
Yeah, she's... devoted her life to our children, and I appreciate that. And they're happy. Yep. They're so happy. They're great.
They're the best children. Look, they're not winning poetry awards because they were poorly raised. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, Dad, yes. Even my own daughter said, don't talk about the poetry award.
No, that's my fault.
Mm. You're bragging, Dad. I said, yeah, but I didn't win the poetry award. You won the poetry award.
Well, I think it's a big deal. I won a poetry award in the Canberra Times, and look at how far I've come.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So, but my own daughter said, stay humble. I'm like... I said, I've never won a poetry award.
It's really not in your nature to stay humble either.
Anyway, but this is on the sporting field and all our kids play basketball and they love it. It's a great sport for kids. So, but our son on Friday night, I'm gonna power through here. Our son on Friday night had a game and it was Saturday night actually because he had three games of basketball on Saturday. So,
oh, goodness me.
Yeah. So his last game, which had been postponed because the roof was leaking and the first time. And you can't play basketball with a drip on the floor apparently. Oh, so I'm like, just put a bucket out there, a couple of traffic cones around it and play on. But no, it got postponed and it ended up on Saturday at 5 p.m. So it was at my son's third game for the day. He had one Friday.
That's a lot.
Fourth game in 24 hours. And we turned up and my son was, his opponent was 6'4".
Oh, Jesus.
And this is a 13-year-old, 6'4". Yeah. And so my son.
Like skinny though?
No.
What?
Big, 6'4". My son is quite tall for his age, but he's skinny. So, yeah. And I said to my wife, I said, honey, there's a guy 6'4" out there. And she wasn't there. She's on the phone. And look, she said, go to his bag. And get out the power gel.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So I went to his bag, and there's a little satchel of power gel in there.
Yes,
and they're about to start, and I was instructed to run it out to him. So I ran out the power gel. Mm-hmm. He said, "What's that?" I said, "Don't worry about it.
Shut up.
I'll rip the top off it."
Mate, this has a SADA written all over it.
Or not, mate.
Stop checking what she's saying. This is me yesterday when you made me talk about my relationship and he was messaging saying, don't say this, and you made me say it. So,
and so I ripped the top off it for him. I said, suck that down. I said, suck it all down. It's your mother's instructions. And he sucked down the power gel.
Did they win with a huge score and he was a personal best?
Look, they didn't win, but he was top scorer on the court, my son.
Perfect. We know that. Peptides work. We know that.
Top scorer on the court.
The Sharks taught us that.
He got 12 points and it was a mad effort. His fourth game in 24 hours.
Has he slept since? Is he still up? Is he just charging? I'll play again.
No.
The power gel is good stuff.
Oh, no, the power gel is. If it's good enough for the Tour de France, it's good enough for your son's under-12s basketball match.
Would you like me to help your marriage now very quickly?
Yes.
It is basically like a chocolate bar or a bit of energy.
Yeah.
So there are no drugs in there. It's not performance enhancing.
It's got a tiny bit of caffeine in there. That's all, honestly. And as my wife... My wife has just texted to say there's more caffeine in a can of Coke than there is in a power gel.
I got your back, girlfriend.
All right. So, and it's not illegal. Children can have power gels. But
heard of like, you know, dig up kind of thing? Like when you, like, what is it where people just constantly defend something but no one's actually attacking them?
Yeah, but I am being attacked.
Sky News, I believe.
if you are a, do you know, or are you, or is your partner hardcore on the kids' sport? Tiger parenting at kids' sport. What have you seen? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your partner.
I think there's a lot of mums out there who are really keen on kids' sport and are very, very, you know, they drive.
You could also just be keen on him surviving four games in 24 hours and not being killed by a 6'4" behemoth.
Yeah, exactly. So I really need help here. So
he needs to be backed up because his wife's upset because it's a $200 Skull Candy headphones vouchers. Mums, are you the mum? Is it the mum in your life who is rabid when it comes to kids' sport? Do your best or else.
Yeah, or just really keen. You know what I mean?
Okay, really keen. Really keen. Really keen on kids' sport, mums.
Open
is it
the
you?
Lines. I need Mind help. Susie, Ed and Erin. So my wife, who's the most, she's not sporty and she'll admit that. On our, one of our first dates, we played pool and I realised that sport isn't her thing. When, you know, you got the stick and you got to hit the white ball.
Yeah.
And the white breaking ball, it, yeah.
Yeah. She missed the white ball with the stick.
That's tough. Yeah, that's tough. The cue. That's tough. But
she is a tiger mum. Mm. She is helping your son be his best by giving him.
But check the power gel. It's good. But yeah.
Yeah, you'd check the, you'd read the label.
Yeah,
obviously.
Make sure you, yeah, only for teenagers. Not for, yeah. Definitely not for, yeah, teenagers. They're a teenager. It's okay, I think. Teenager's really a young man, isn't it? And one of my son's opponents was 6'4". And there was another guy on my son's team who did a really good job against this guy, actually, the tallest guy on my son's team.
What was he on?
No, he was just, I don't know what he was on.
So, Tiger Mum's coming in from everywhere on 131060. Here is Carly from Denham Court. Is this netball, is it, Carly?
Oh, hi. So I had a moment on the weekend at my daughter's under nines netball game.
Yeah.
So the rules need to be a little bit tougher this year going into tens. And so I blurted out a comment quite loud from the sideline and I thought to myself, oh, that was a bit savage. I said, so they meant to hold the ball for only 3 seconds. Yeah. But the opposite team was literally holding it from like 7 to 10 seconds. And I just blurted out a comment. That's 33 seconds, ref. And I was like,
my husband what have I become?
At, yeah, my husband looked at me and was like, Carly, what are you doing? And I was like, what? It's like wrong.
Yeah, that, happened, that, didn't it? Just, that girl, yeah, she's got to learn, you know?
She's got to learn. They've all got to learn.
Learn the tough lessons early. Mm.
How old was the ref, Carly, do you reckon? The umpire?
Oh, so I wouldn't have done it if she was like a teenager because I understand, you know, like I would never do that to a, you know, a young person.
Yeah.
She would have literally been, I don't know, in her early 20s. Oh. So she literally should have known the rules.
Know.
So I was cracking down.
And those refs, they get paid, don't they, I think?
I used to ref.
They do.
Yeah.
And I used to ref, so I...
Yeah,
I know what it's like, but I thought she had no excuse because she wasn't, you know, a teenager and just doing it for a part-time job.
No, she's semi-professional, that ref.
Well, I mean, that's a stretch. Doing under nines.
Probably a millionaire off her reffing money. Now, they're coming in thick and fast. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, you're not going to believe.
No, that's not true. Ooh. What?
Okay, if you think power gel's bad, power gel to minors is bad, then you wait till you hear who's coming in hot after the news. We're talking Tiger Mums at Sport 131060.
Tiger Mums, because my wife suggested I give my son a little bit of a power gel before his basketball game the other night. And my son at 13 is not a child. So, you know, and he's playing against 6'4" kids who are like, you know, so, and he's not a lactating mother, he's not a pregnant woman.
Oh,
so
for God's sake, we get it.
And it's got a tiny bit of caffeine. There's 5 times the amount of caffeine in a can of Coke. So the power gel's fine.
You remember I said on this show that I gave my 3-year-old quickies? Yeah, I'm still her primary carer.
Yeah.
I reckon you're going to be okay.
I think that, I mean, you probably not. No, you're a great mother. You're the best mother.
Thanks.
You and my wife and Tiffany Hall, Ed Cavalli's wife, who has a baby, little Vader, who, what is she on? What have you got? What protein have you got her on, Ed?
She's on the power gel.
She already doing how many reps?
She's on the power jump.
Not the whole thing, Ed. Just a lick, right? At her
she's
size,
a new baby.
She's 8 days old. How many chin ups can she do, Ed?
She can do one, but we're working on it. Here comes Nicole from Camden. Talk about tiger mums. Is it you, Nicole? Are you a tiger mum at the sport, are you, Nicole?
Oh, I'm definitely a tiger mum when it comes to the sport. I've got two girls that play netball. An 18-year-old and a 12-year-old. The 18-year-old has had her fair share of me yelling and screaming on the sideline.
Yeah,
I can't get away with it anymore, so I'm on the little one now, and I'm right on the sideline yelling and screaming, but words of encouragement.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
really. So
we have a thing the night before netball. We have a look at who we're playing, and I just give her a pep talk on what she needs to do. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Did you do like a video session on the opposing team, Nicole?
Look at this girl.
Yeah, if it takes that, I do it. Yeah, I'm right there. Every Saturday on the sideline.
Ed,
something about
you
netball.
Were so true, because I played netball, my sisters did, and we were so competitive. Mum and dad was amazing. Super. But, dad probably more than mum, but it's such a tough sport. It's tougher than footy, than anything else.
But also, Erin, you're hiding your light under a bushel here. You played at a state level netball.
Yes.
Erin Molan.
Why is that such a surprise?
Because I've seen you dance. So.
Yeah, I was quite a good netballer, and I played volleyball for school as well in the first.
Who was the screamer in your parents, your father or your mother?
Look, dad was probably the more intense in terms of being competitive.
But he's been to war, your dad.
Well, exactly. So, and look, he was never planning on using the rifle that he'd bring.
Nice
That's
to have
a joke,
it,
by the way.
Certainly nice to have it. Tank is helping. Yeah. So, thank you so much. Skull
the tank
candy
was
headphones.
Ages away, Ed. You could just see it over the hill.
Husey, Ed and Erin.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
This is $500 on the line. Have you ever had any interaction, breakup type interaction with anyone via text message or on an app or something?
Everyone's got that, surely. $500 and we make you anonymous.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's really easy. Just call us, actually. Lines are open, 131060, and our producers will talk you through it. The keys, you're also anonymous, so it's just free $500, essentially. Now, today, the Husey and Erin will be acting out the story of Stan and Felicity. They matched on Tinder. Oh, who hasn't? They moved things over to WhatsApp, but things went south pretty quickly. Here is what went down.
Hey.
How's your day?
Good. It's the only day I've had off all week, but I spent most of it making products for my business. Lol, I just poured myself a wine. I'm ready to start a movie. How was yours?
Wine and cheese. Mine was great, but busy. What did you make?
I started making and selling hand sanitizer holders during lockdown. I sell them on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, Facebook works real good. What else did you do? What's your main job?
I'm a graphic designer at a printing business, and then I do the crafting projects on the side.
Kind of like snap printing?
Yeah, sort of like that, but not a chain.
Nice. Normally women are a teacher, nurse or hairdresser.
Excuse me, is this the 70s? You know we can drive now, yeah?
Nope. Women with those jobs are all over Tinder. It's just common for women to have those jobs. I mean, I'm just a carpenter, but then went and got my license. What movie are you going to watch tonight? I'm still trying to pick one.
It's called Unmatched.
Oh, mic drop on that. Mic drop on that. And here she is, Felicity.
Hi, guys. That was fantastic.
Well done to you. That was brilliant. Usually, like, I'd have that situation and then 2 hours later I go, oh, I should have written that. But you just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Well, I seem to be making a unofficial career of just attracting these people. So I came to me.
You know, it's a lesson for all the men trying to, appeal to women on dating apps or anywhere. Open your minds, guys.
And now here's Susie with a list of jobs that's okay for women to have.
My wife is a teacher. But
there we go.
Yeah.
But you know what? That was her choice after 10 years as a journalist, where she did not want to, you know, spend – she doesn't like the fact that most, you know, most news is unhappy news. You know what I mean? So she would rather be a teacher. You know, and she does a great job as a teacher, job as a journalist. Also, she writes books
well. You still feel like you're still trying to defend something that no one has even brought up in any way negatively.
Now, you're still single, Felicity.
I am, yes.
Your name's not really Felicity, is it?
I had to shame.
Yeah,
we change people's names, remember?
Yeah, that's right. But I was thinking for that one, like, do you really need to change the name? It's not like it's, you know.
Well, do you want to give us your... No. Well, she could advertise herself now if you like.
You can give us your real name if you like, Felicity.
No, you don't have to.
I mean, we wouldn't put pressure on you to.
Oh, I'll stay as Felicity for now.
What apps are you on at the moment, Felicity?
Tinder and Hinge.
Where are the most broad-minded men?
Well, I'm in Melbourne and they're definitely not here, so...
When you say broad-minded, what does that mean? Like open to more.
Well, not narrow-minded, like women have to be, you know, some certain occupations, you know.
Chuck in search word questioning. See how you go. Text trauma. That's back next week for $500. Well played. Hughes' birthday hollers.
No, it's off the back of Eliza Aaron's beautiful four-year-old yesterday. She came on. She turned four didn't she?
It's amazing how much it means. And I know her mum works in radio, but she was so excited about coming on the radio.
She turned four yesterday. 1 week ago, Ed, your daughter turned zero, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, 1 week yesterday. It's very, very true, actually.
But she turned zero.
So what we're doing is we've got these fantastic $200 Skullcandy headphone vouchers. Skullcandy, the original lifestyle audio brand. Visit skullcandy.com.au to check out their range of headphones. We give us a number, we call at random, and yeah, let's hopefully wish a youngster a happy birthday right about now. Dial that number. So how are you guys?
Dialed. Is it? We've got.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Riley?
Yes.
Riley, you're talking to Hughesy, Ed, and Aaron.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know who you are.
Say anything, Riley. We believe it's your birthday.
Yes, it is.
Play the music.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Riley.
Thank you.
Have you had a good morning, darling? What have you done so far this morning?
We've gone to Krispy Kremes and got donuts for my friends.
Yay! It's his birthday, but everyone gets the presents.
That is fantastic.
Which Krispy Kreme did you go to? The one at Penrith?
Orange Grove.
Orange Grove.
How many? Yes. How many did you get? How many?
How many did we get?
Three dozen?
What?
Party at Riley School this morning. And
that's wonderful.
I believe one of your presents is coming later. What is it, Riley?
It's a phone.
No, ooh. Riley, not your own phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so lucky.
You can ring us anytime. We'll take your call. And what else? What else can he do?
Well, Riley, do you like listening to stuff?
Yeah.
We're going to give you $200 and you can buy the coolest headphones around. Ed, where are they from?
From our friends at Skullcandy, the original lifestyle audio brand. Congratulations, Riley.
Thank you.
That's what we do here, mate. Use your Naren.
I've just had a quick look too. It's a 24-hour drive-through.
Yes.
At the Orange Grove, Krispy Kreme at Orange Grove.
That's why I asked it, because across from Panthers, I used to go through the drive-through after hosting games on a Friday night. Remember when we went to do comedy there a couple weeks ago?
At the Lees Club.
Yeah.
On the subject of birthdays, though, as we said, it was Eliza's birthday, Erin's daughter's birthday yesterday, and Erin, you and Eliza's dad are separated, so we want to delve into the world of competitive present giving.
I was honestly fine until I left this show yesterday and went to Bondi, and that's when my mind started to really play tricks.
We'll find out who won.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
So yesterday was my daughter's birthday. She turned 4.
Oh.
I obviously don't really get to see her in the morning because I leave for radio before she wakes up. So when I left here, I'd already got her a scooter, right, which she knew about because she tried it on the shop. Yes, and she was really excited about getting a scooter and her father had gotten her a bike for Christmas, which she loved. So I thought, I need something with wheels.
Yeah.
Smart.
Exactly.
And can I say it's much easier for a four-year-old to ride a scooter than a bike. So
true.
Yeah, no, you really one-upped him there.
I mean,
so I'm going to keep score. So that's 1-0 to you.
Boom.
Okay. I've actually got a scorecard here. So it's 1-0 to Erin.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. But before we, can I just, because I like to be very honest, and I know there's other parents listening who have recently separated or been separated for a while. Yesterday was also a really hard day. Like I had a lot of tears. I think the milestones are really hard when you're on your own for the first time. And I felt all this pressure because I wanted her to have a really lovely day. And we obviously weren't going to be together. And then I thought she's going to be bored just with me at home, having a pathetic little party, and it can be quite, it was quite a hard day as well at the start.
Yeah, but you've got to put that to one side, don't you?
Well, I think I'm allowed to be self-indulgent for a little bit when she was at preschool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then put it aside. Happy face came on. So I went to Kmart and bought a whole heap of decorations and balloons and some extra presents because it just struck me because her dad was picking her up from school and taking her to his place. And I thought, what if she gets there and he's literally got like 10 presents and I've just got one as in the scooter.
Yeah, Kmart's a great
place. I started
to panic.
You can get so much for little.
Did you get a big trolley and just pile it in?
I got a big trolley and I literally, it was like I wasn't even looking. I was just sweeping it off the shelves in there. But I knew I needed to get a crown because she wanted a princess crown. And that was the big thing that I wanted to get. But I got like heaps of cheapish little
stuff.
What
else did you get?
I got her a dolly in a car. I got, you know, that Kmart do their own brand of toys as well. So it was like $6 for a little doll in a car. So I got her that because I just wanted volume. She doesn't care about quality right at this stage. I'm sure it's quality too, by the way.
Yeah, of course it's quality.
But I just wanted for it to look bigger than whatever he had.
Did you wrap it all up, which is the worst thing about present?
No.
No wrapping?
No.
All right, you didn't have to wrap it.
What? Do you think he wrapped?
I don't know. I certainly never wrap. I doubt
I don't
he
think
wrapped.
He would have wrapped. There's no way. I know him fairly well. He would not have wrapped.
So let's call that a draw.
Yeah,
so it's
okay.
Currently 2-0 and it's been one draw.
So, but when, before we get to what he gave her, did she walk in and it's all there or did you lay it out?
Of course, because we were just by ourselves and all my family, we don't have any family really in Sydney, I recorded the video. So this is her reaction to walking into her bedroom. Go. Yeah, I mean, that's her
You really have to try to sell all the presents to her.
She walked in and looked unimpressed. I'm like, mate, look at everything. I feel like I have to convince her that I'd done an amazing job.
So you were like you were trying to, you're like a spruiker on the side of it. But she's walking past not interested and you're going to try to go, yeah, come on. It's
essentially.
All...
Come and have a look. Come and have a look.
And then we had a cake. So I dropped by Coles and bought this white cake with rainbow inside.
It looked good. I thought that was nice. Cute.
And then we blew out the candles.
Go! Yeah!
That's 4.
See, I feel like I'm overcompensating. You can hear in my voice that I'm desperately trying too hard. I feel like I am.
Did you go individually blowing those candles out? Because there was 4 big puffs there.
So she did. She did each candle once.
Yeah.
And they were the little candles from Elsa. And I reckon if her dad had candles, they probably would have just been the plain ones.
3-0.
Do you know what he got her?
Well, no, because she's going through this phase where she won't tell me anything, but all I could get out of her, we joke about this, but I'm very like, oh, what did daddy get you? And that's amazing and so exciting. She said curtains, so I don't know if he did get
her. He's bought her a flat, I reckon. she's overlooking the harbour. He's bought one from Barangaroo, I reckon.
So, question is, do you try and outdo your ex-partner when it comes to presenting?
Because, Ed, I feel like she's purposely the last 2 months started to say, remember we spoke about it, I love daddy more.
Yeah, I know.
And she's I want to go to daddy's place. She's been working on this for months.
I put it to you, the big bonus of your parents being separated is double the presents.
Yes. Oh, maybe you were on the receiving end. That's interesting.
Oh, yes.
So if you have been the child who was on the receiving end of double presents or you are currently engaged in a present war with your ex-partner that is years in the making. 131060, and we're going to help you win this because you're going to get the $200 Skull Candy headphones voucher. Imagine the look on their face when you show them the Skull Candy
you
headphones.
You can already be a winner for their next birthday. This can be part of the pile.
But as long as they're happy.
Susie, Ed and Erin. Erin is in a war with her ex-partner about presents and who's given the best presents.
I wasn't aware I was until you pointed it out. I just want her to love me more.
I can tell you now, if I ever divorce my wife, my children, I don't reckon they'll ever see me. Do you honestly reckon they'll?
Because Hollywood get a heap of money.
Yeah. It's you. That's you in the newspaper and sort of
in the court list,
court documents. that sort of thing, sort of ducking out of a police car with a jumper on your head. I think that's Dad. I'll tell you something, Erin. Yeah. You are on the right track. I'd like you to meet Stacey from Parramatta. Now, Stacey, you grew up. Your parents were separated.
Yes, that's right.
How are you doing, Stacey? Are you okay?
I'm totally fine because I got to say, Erin, me and my sister used to milk it for everything we could.
Oh, exactly.
When I was little, I went to my mum and said I wanted a Game Boy for my birthday because I was really cool. I wanted a Game Boy. So then I was like, you know what? I wonder what I could get out of Dad. So then I went to my dad's house and was like, Dad, Mum getting me a Game Boy for my birthday. I'm so excited. So Dad thought he'd outdo Mum and went and bought me a Nintendo 64.
That's an upgrade.
100%. And his response was, well, at least you can play this one with your sister and have time together.
Yeah.
Well, did you know what? The luckiest kids in the world.
Oh, bless.
Oh, everyone should separate to make their kids
happy.
Look,
I don't think we should go there. I think we should go. But, Stacey, you don't feel in any way negatively impacted by it? I'm looking for reassurance.
No, look, you go through the hard stage, but then you're like, you know what can I get out of this? And both parents loved us both equally, apparently.
Did.
And now that I'm older, I realise that. But you know what? We totally milked it for as long as
I love that.
Well, she should be on an ad.
She should
break up now.
Oh, my God.
For your kids, break up.
For the sake of your kids.
And he's angry.
Like you two, I love being recognised. I mean, probably Erin might love it more than me. I'm not sure.
No.
It's definitely when we're out and about in public and I get recognised and she doesn't, she gets angry.
Happened once. It was on our run, the Harbour Bridge. It was March last year.
It happened at the airport as well.
No, it did. Okay, twice. But all the other times it's been me and not you.
What about when that person got you to take the photo?
Oh, that was awful. That makes me feel sick, actually. I just had a sick feeling in my stomach.
I don't like hanging out in public with Ed because he's tall and they see him first and they recognize him and that infuriates
Love
me.
Love you on that number one primetime entertainment show you're on. Yep.
That's happened.
Yeah, but this something is happening too much and it's got to stop. So often, as happened yesterday, I'm getting my hair cut at a funky hairdresser shop.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes, and there's beautiful people in the shop. Beautiful young woman hairdresser says, can I get a photo? I said, of course you can.
I know what's coming.
Yuzi still got it. Mm-hmm. And she goes, my mum will love this. She's a big fan of yours. All right. Whatever. Good on her. What about you? Can't you be a fan as well?
Nah.
Why do you have to have gone through the change of life to be a fan of Yuzi?
Only postmenopausal women are really into you.
Since you got those glasses that make you look like you're on the meds.
Get a photo and pretend you're the fan.
Yeah.
But it happens to me all the time, but it's usually men saying, oh, my wife loves you, or my daughters love you, or it's women saying, my son loves you. Or it's older women saying it happens to me a lot, but it's not.
You mean the opposite? Exact opposite happens to you? Yeah. The young, cool
person? Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. That's what I was trying to point out.
Oh, right.
I still can't believe you brought up when that person asked me to take the photo. That's one of the lowest moments of my life.
It was so good. Can you take the photo?
I know.
Who's this, your PA? Yeah, she's my PA. Yeah, take the photo. Come on, Trixie, take the photo. Quick. This guy's busy.
birthday shout-outs for youngsters. Erin Mullen, your daughter turned four
yesterday. Yes. So about a week after your beautiful little girl was born. So they're close.
Are they both Pisces? Yeah. What are they?
Geminis.
Geminis.
Eliza's the two-faced one. I don't really know star signs. But so, yes, so Gemini.
Yeah, so a week apart. So we are celebrating birthdays today. If your child's had a birthday, we want to celebrate it. We've been doing it all morning.
Yeah, we have. And I believe if we call someone at random who's got a youngster, so here
Come
we go.
On. Answer the phone. Hello.
Hello.
Is that Zara?
Yes.
Hi, Zara.
Hi.
Hey, I think someone told me it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Yes, and you're live on the radio with Husey, Ed and Aaron, so don't swear, but we want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Yay. Hey, Zara, how old are you today?
I'm six.
And you're not at school today. Why aren't you at school today?
Because I'm sick.
Are you really sick, Zara?
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Or did you just want to stay home with mum and dad?
I got a cough.
The old chestnut.
Give it to us. Give it to us like we're the teacher at school. You say, I'm Zara and I can't come to school today because I got a cough. Give us your cough. Cough for us.
Smart.
Just do a little pretend cough, Zara.
Go. She can't go to school.
You are not well.
Not with that cough.
At least one day.
Your beautiful parents have got you presents, but we would love to give you $200 Skull Candy headphone vouchers as well, Zara. Unbelievable headphones for you and your family, I would imagine.
That's great.
Thank you.
Who's in the background? Is that your mum?
Yeah.
Have you opened your other presents yet? What present have you got?
Did.
What'd you get?
I got brandy shoes. Oh, I got gold earrings.
Yes.
Ooh. And I got tracksuits.
I got
stockings.
Stockings as well.
Hey Zara, can I have your gold earrings, please?
Correct answer. Hughie's going to throw in a Dogecoin. Thank you so much, Zara. Congratulations.
Bye,
have a
sweetheart.
Lovely birthday. We'll have to do that again. That's a lot of fun.
So cute.
And it's unbelievable how many kids are having birthdays.
And they love being on the radio. When I was little, we used to love trying to get on the radio.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.